From KUOW 94.9 FM, I'm Ross Reynolds. What do you want from the mayor of Seattle?
What are they going to do about the money that they're losing because nobody buys dog and cat licenses? Also, pit bull restrictions? Also, opossum and raccoon infestation? Bye.
Well, mostly having to do with animals. That's that citizen's concern. What is your top concern that you'd like to have the mayor of Seattle address? The campaign is underway. Incumbent Mike McGinn facing no fewer than seven challengers. But before we get to the candidate interviews and the debates, where they get a chance to kind of frame the issues, I thought we could start with a clean slate. What do you want from the mayor of Seattle? Finish the sentence. I want the mayor to do what? I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. When you go around in Seattle, what are the key issues you want to be addressed? It's 800-289-5869. And beyond specific issues, what kind of temperament, what personal qualities, perhaps what kind of a background would you like to see from the mayor of Seattle? You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Does the mayor of Seattle make a difference in your life? If so, how? Maybe you approach this from the perspective of transportation. Do you want the mayor focused on that? How? Or perhaps quality of life in your neighborhood is the most important issue. You might feel that it's being challenged by growth or crime, or maybe you like it the way that it is and you want to make sure that it's preserved. What do you want from the next mayor? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Where does the city need stronger leadership and or continuing strong leadership? 800-289-5869. You can also write to us. It's conversation@kuow.org. You can turn this around. Another way to look at it is, what are the personal qualities you'd like to see from the new mayor? If you were writing the job description, what would it say? Of course, you'd want a vision. You want someone who is smart. Would you want to see someone with demonstrated management expertise? After all, beyond being the political leader, the mayor is also running a big bureaucracy. Would you like to see someone with experience in government? Or you'd like someone to come in with no experience in government? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. What do you want to see from the mayor of Seattle? 800-289-5869. Let's go to Sharon Lee. Sharon Lee is the founding executive director of the Low Income Housing Initiative. It's a nonprofit organization based here in Seattle. And we've talked with her in the past about what exactly we need to have in Seattle. And Sharon, as you think about the mayor's race coming up, what kind of characteristics or what kind of issues would you like to see the mayor of Seattle espousing?
Well, thanks so much for having me on the radio. If you go into any setting with a group, talking with folks, people will talk about the housing crisis. Everyone has been touched with having to pay too much rent. Their kids are coming back from college, can't afford housing. And so we have a affordability issue. We have a housing crisis. And it's not just a housing crisis for people who are entering the workforce, but also a housing crisis for people who are homeless. The one night count just found out that there were 2,736 men, women, and children living on the streets of Seattle, King County. It's unbelievable, but we've been working on this problem, and it's been difficult. There's a 10-year plan to end homelessness, and we need true leadership on this issue.
Now, what would the mayor do to work on the housing issue? And I look around where we are in the University District. There's all these high-rise apartments going up. Over in Ballard, you see a lot of construction going on. You see the whole apartment movement with lower-priced apartments going up. Is this just a very temporary thing? Will this take care of itself once people move into all these new housing facilities?
Well, I think there's no shortage of market-rate housing. I mean, obviously, if you can afford to pay $2,000 a month in rent, you don't have a problem. You have lots of choices. I think we're talking about people who are making minimum wage to double minimum wage, the working poor. And that's like the largest population that's also growing in terms of jobs. I mean, there's so many more jobs being created in the service industry, retail, the lower end of healthcare. And it's unbelievable that we don't have sufficient housing so that people are paying 30% of their income for rent. And we need to talk about the city making a major investment and leadership in terms of making sure that there's a supply of housing so that people who are working in Seattle can afford to live in Seattle.
We're talking about what do you want the mayor to do? We might have a new mayor. We might have the same mayor. Sharon Lee with the Low Income Housing Institute is with us. And before I let you go, you can create new housing for low-income people, and you can also stop the destruction of low-income housing that exists. Do you think that the mayor of Seattle needs to do more on that latter area, make sure that some of the low-income housing options here aren't going away?
Well, absolutely. I think it's important to preserve existing housing. For instance, we asked the city council to put in stronger measures to preserve the existing housing in South Lake Union, and they did nothing. There's a lack of leadership at city council. And so, of course, you know, we would like to see a mayor as well as city council members who are going to be strong on this issue of housing preservation.
Sharon Lee, thanks so much.
Thank you.
206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. What do you want the mayor of Seattle to do? We're in the middle of a mayor's race. Before we get to talk about who the individuals are, let's look at it. Blue Sky, what would you really like to have the mayor do for the city? Let's go to Rex, who's listening to us today in downtown Seattle. Rex, what do you want the mayor to do?
I think we got to stop defunding the parks and the recreation centers. I think we've gone sort of backwards about 7 or 8 years, and it's time to put our money into facilities. I think it actually helps with the whole city's mental health and I bounce back and forth between Portland and Seattle, and I notice how the community centers down there have these big, nice pools that are open all the time and have, you know, lanes for swimming laps if you want all the time instead of like 2 hours in the morning, and there's always two or three basketball courts. It doesn't have to be. We don't have to act like we're in a poverty mode. We got lots of property tax coming in. Spend the money on parks and recreation.
Great. Rex, thanks for your phone call. So Rex would like to see the new mayor put more money into parks, put more money into places where people could go swimming. There are some city facilities like that. He'd like to see more. Let's turn to Evan Manvel, who's Director of Policy Planning and Government Affairs at the Cascade Bicycle Club. Evan, when you think of the mayor of Seattle, what do you want the mayor to be doing? What are the key things the mayor can do as far as you're concerned?
Well, the key thing is a mayor who will ensure making our streets are safer for our kids and our families and make sure that's our top transportation priority. That means building out neighborhood greenways that are low-speed, low-traffic streets and also more protected, separated bicycle lanes. So the two-thirds of Seattle, the 400,000 people plus who own bikes, can safely get around to work or to play or to school or to shop.
Is that a money issue, Evan? Does more money need to be put into that, or does the money already being spent on transportation need to be targeted more toward that? What do you think?
Well, both. Both. One is we need more funding, and second, we need to change our priorities. We need somebody who will stand up to the highway lobby that's trying to spend billions expanding roads and instead prioritize maintaining the roads we have, creating safe places, and improving transportation choices. In short, it's someone who can take the Bike Master Plan that's currently being updated and take it off the shelf and make it a reality.
Evan, thanks a lot for talking to us. Evan Manvel from the Cascade Bicycle Club. What do you want to see from the mayor of Seattle? Maybe it's dealing with raccoon infestations. Maybe it's increasing the parks. Maybe it's finding more options for low-income people to live in our city. When you look around the city, when you look around your neighborhood, what is the thing that you say, I would like the mayor of Seattle to do what? What is it? Kathy's with us today up on Finney Ridge. Kathy, what's at the top of your list?
A living wage. I'd like to see the mayor support in a variety of ways a move towards living wage requirements in the city of Seattle and beyond, if possible. But the mayor's about the city.
So a living wage, of course, is more that we're talking about more than a minimum wage. A living wage is it's estimated by how much it's actually going to cost you to be in a certain place. What is a living wage in Seattle? Do you know, Kathy?
I don't remember exactly. It's somewhere $16, $18 an hour, mm-hmm. which is like double the minimum wage.
Right.
And right now the city is encouraging and often approving development that is predicated on the idea that the people working there will be getting minimum wage.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Kathy wants more support for a living wage from the mayor of Seattle. If you just tuned in, We are asking the very simple question, what do you want from the mayor of Seattle? What's the one thing that's most important to you? Maybe it affects you directly. Maybe it's something you see every day. We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Seattle has a big influence on the region, even if you don't live here. If you're outside the city and you'd like to see the mayor of Seattle do something in particular, it's 800-289-5869. Or you can always write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Maybe there's something you'd like the mayor to do less of. Let's go to Kevin. He's listening to us today in the Montlake neighborhood. Kevin, thanks for joining us. What do you want to see from the new mayor? Or the next mayor?
I've been here over 12 years in Seattle, and I'm just curious if you can answer this question. Would you think it would be political suicide if a mayor took a stance that he was not going to encourage developmental growth as far as more high-rises, more of these apartment dwellings like the lady before was mentioning that were unaffordable for the working class and working poor people? If he just said, I want to basically put a moratorium on this kind of growth and instead invest in infrastructure like bike lanes and things like that, do you think that would even be plausible for a mayoral candidate?
I think that'd be tough to do. That might be flying in the face of what people expect needs to be done. There is, of course, a lot of growth going on in our region. There are more people who would like to live here. People who have a living wage and people who don't. And part of the growth that you're seeing is just creating apartment houses and creating places for them to be. But is that what would you like to see a candidate stand up and say, I don't want more growth in the city. I don't want more development. I want fewer of those cranes and fewer of those high rises being built. That's what you're looking for?
Well, I kind of, as you state it like that, I kind of see it would be really difficult to do that as far as especially for office construction per se, as long as businesses were relocating here and such. But places like Ballard University District, I'm curious if there's a direct correlation between the amount of people vying for a place to live versus the amount of apartments that are being built ready-made for, like, hey, here they are, come move in, come up to Seattle, we got the space for you, versus a direct relation to people like trying to get these places now.
Well, we'll see.
Like to stop to that.
We'll see. There's some speculation that the apartments we see going up may be a little bit overbuilt, at least now or in the near future. But the vacancy rate and the prices of apartments will tell that story. Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot for your phone call. Thanks for all of your calls today. If you'd like to weigh in, just go to our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation, and say, I would like the mayor of Seattle to do whatever it is you'd like the mayor to do. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.